It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
All right, Black and White Sports supporters, we're going to talk about the Buffalo Bills. As we know, the Bills hit sort of a code red the other day after a, well, what can only be described as an awful loss at home against the Denver Broncos. Now, the Denver Broncos are better now than they were a month ago. There's no doubt about that. But if you're playing in Buffalo, you got a massive home field advantage. You should be able to beat a team like the Denver Broncos if you hope to go to the playoffs. Plain and simple. Well, during that game, Stephon Diggs' brother, and Stephon Diggs is the all-world wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills, who's playing with Josh Allen. Stephon Diggs' brother, who is out with an ACL for the Dallas Cowboys, come out on social media and basically said that Stephon Diggs needs to get out of town. He needs to get away from the Buffalo Bills. And the next morning, he doubles down. He throws shade directly at Josh Allen, the quarterback, saying the quarterback wasn't, for lack of a better way of putting it, lack of better way of finding words, the quarterback wasn't shit until Stephon Diggs shows up. There's a lot of drama in Buffalo. A lot of people are calling for Sean McDermott's job. And, of course, the first step on to saving your job is, if the offense looks like a mess, you fire Ken Dorsey. Something wasn't working. I mean, Buffalo's offense hasn't looked right all year. It just doesn't have that same ebb and flow it once had under Brian Daboll. We all know it. We can all see it. We see it on our television. It doesn't feel like the same team that can throw up 30 every week, week in and week out. And point of fact, they weren't doing that. Well, now Stephon Diggs is coming out, and he's throwing some distance between him and his brother. He is very much trying to distance himself from what his brother is saying, because look, we all just assume these are the kind of things that are being echoed from Stephon Diggs over to his brother, and his brother is sort of trying to speak this kind of thing into reality on his brother's behalf. In other words, I don't play for the Buffalo Bills. I can say this kind of thing, and I don't have to worry about the repercussions of it, but now you all know how my brother feels. Well, I don't know. This is getting ugly, and Stephon Diggs is now having to waste his time addressing what his brother's doing. And he's trying to make it very clear these are not his feelings. But we all know, we've seen the blow up last year during the playoffs between Diggs and Josh Allen. We saw that all that controversy around camp and Sean McDermott and Stephon Diggs, and is he here, is he not here, we sent him home, we didn't send him home, all of that crap. And it just feels like there's serious trouble brewing, all with the back context of Stephon Diggs tweeted his way out of Minnesota. It's got that same kind of feel to it, that same new car smell to it. Maybe it'd be stale. Maybe that's the smell we're talking about. The relationship between Stephon Diggs and Buffalo Bills have been an on and off hot topic around Western New York for some time. This is NFL.com. Yikes. Diggs was held to 3 catches on just 5 targets for 34 yards that night. Yeah, we talked about the fact that that's one of the reasons why Josh McDaniels got fired with the Las Vegas Raiders, is how he was not using Davante Adams. The following day, Bills fired offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey who will be replaced by in the interim by assistant Joe Brady. Remember when Joe Brady was the talk of the town coming out of LSU? Diggs was asked Thursday about this week's changes, and he had complimentary things to say about both men. Quote, Joe Brady is a hell of a guy. Diggs told reporters, quote, I got a lot of respect for Ken Dorsey. Gotta flip the page. I mean, you know, he's not wrong. But much of his Thursday media session involved Diggs being dragged into the conversation he didn't start. Following the Bills' loss on Monday, posts from Dallas Cowboys cornerback Trayvon Diggs, Stephon's younger brother, had social media abuzz. The younger Diggs wrote on X, formerly Twitter, quote, man 14 got to get up out of there. In other words, his brother needs to get the hell out of Buffalo. And then there was this. And this was the bad one because, I mean, look, if you want out of town, shading the franchise quarterback's a great way to do it. No doubt about it. If you want out of town, that's how you take care of that. Let's not forget, he didn't start going off till brother got there. Saying, Stephon made Josh Allen what he is, not the other way around. That's interesting. I mean, no doubt, quarterbacks need weapons. If you don't believe me, look at Mac Jones and the New England Patriots. I mean, hell, his career is going down the tubes right now. Asked about his brother's post on Thursday, Stephon Diggs said he can't be responsible for what other people say about him publicly, even family members. Quote, I'm not responsible for how other people feel, Diggs told reporters. Anybody in this room, for that matter, a reporter, a player, even my own brother. I love my brother, and the space my brother is coming from is my family. You want to know how he feels, you got to take it up with him. Quote, putting me in a position or having me in a conversation with my brother, that's in-house family rules. But for me, I can't combat or answer all the questions as to why. That's something you're going to have to ask my brother. So you got to wonder, is he trying to steer the conversation? He's obviously trying to separate himself. But the problem is you feel like, okay, this is things that's being said behind closed doors with family. Diggs added that he hasn't talked to his brother, who is out for the season after suffering a torn ACL back in September. So he's saying he hadn't talked to his brother. I don't know if I believe that. About his social media, but Diggs did say on Thursday that just because his brother plays in the NFL and knows how the game works doesn't mean he's privy to the inner working of the Buffalo Bills. Quote, I can't answer the question as to why he feels that way. I haven't had the personal conversation with him. Obviously, he's coming from more of a fan perspective, watching from home. But that is my family, so I'll handle my family with the utmost respect and hope that people treat it that way. So when people speak on my family, I hope they have a level of integrity as well. Tread lightly when you're talking about my family. Well, dude, your family put themselves in the position and into the conversation. They did that. Nobody drug your family in. They drug themselves in. Trayvon kicked down the door and walked into the Buffalo Bills business and locker room. That's just what happened. Diggs currently leads the NFL with 73 receptions and has logged 868 yards and 7 TDs. He's having another great season. Production similar to his past two seasons in Buffalo, but is shy of his record-breaking 2020 campaign. The Bills also aren't dramatically off their season yardage and scoring marks in 2023 relative to recent seasons, but the production has dipped noticeably during the team's cold spell as they have lost four of their past six games. They scored 37-plus points and topped the 400-yard mark twice in the season's first four games, but have not scored more than 25 in a game since and only surpassed 400 yards of offense once in those six games. This is really interesting. It goes on to talk about all that drama. There were some questions about Diggs and the Bills on the same page as recently as June. following his sideline behavior during the Bills' divisional loss in January to the Bengals, but Diggs reaffirmed his commitment to the team. We got to remember, Stephen A. Smith came out and said he knew for a fact that Stephon Diggs wanted out of Buffalo. Now Diggs came out, just came right out and said, oh, that's bull S. That's BS. That's not true. But it's kind of odd. I mean, look, generally speaking, outside of Clarissa Thompson, most of these pundits aren't going to go out there and just say whatever. You know, I mean, they're not just going to say it if they haven't actually heard somebody else say it that they believe has either knowledge of it or the player has told them themselves. That's just being real. It's like I've repeatedly had to say the same things twice to multiple people, Diggs said. I feel like I addressed it in training camp. I addressed it prior to that. But I really sat down with everyone with the team around the training camp and felt like I nipped it in the bud as to how I felt or I was feeling. But here we are again revisiting the topic about how I feel. I play with confidence. I go home with confidence. I prepare each and every week. I've always been a professional. Vikings fans might argue that point. I've never really said anything about being unhappy, so when you draw conclusions as to stuff I've never said, that's what kind of troubles me because it kind of throws a wrench in it. It creates chaos where I haven't created chaos. Okay. Well, I think you understand where we're going with this. It's your brother. I mean, that's the problem here, all right? You're saying, don't put me in it, but your brother, I mean, as soon as you saw all those comments, you should have called your brother up and said, look, you do understand. You just started a shitstorm for me and this team. With everything that's going on, you just brought a bunch of more drama onto us. You have made my life harder. Right now I got a new offensive coordinator I got to deal with. So, you know, Stephon's kind of warning reporters here not to wade into those waters, but your brother drug himself into those waters. So, yeah, reporters are going to be asking your brother about it now. I mean, you know, come on. Nobody's dumb. A lot of people are going to feel like your brother just is the mouthpiece for how you feel. And if he's not, then good luck with that. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Now you got two guys running their mouths. I mean, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. And like I said the other day, you know, Buffalo's going to pick a lot of things. I'm going to tell you who they're not going to pick. They're not going to pick Sean McDermott, and they're not going to pick Stephon Diggs over Josh Allen. They're not going to do it. Josh Allen is throwing way too many interceptions. There's no doubt about that. But the ownership is going to pick the franchise quarterback, not the franchise wide receiver, and not this coach. They'll go find another coach. Now, in 3 years, if Josh Allen's still stinking it up, that's a different conversation. But, you know, when it's hard to replace a guy that, for example, PFF had as their number one quarterback this whole season until this last week. That's gonna be tough. And do I think he's been the number one quarterback in the league this season? No, I don't. But, I mean, he's still a top 10 franchise quarterback no matter what. You know? Man, would you love to see a guy like Josh Allen play in Kyle Shanahan's system? Jesus, that'd be crazy as hell. Tell me what you think. Peace, I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.